Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Oh, we're going to be hearing a lot of that music. It's called Along Came a Spider, and we are thrilled to have in studio with us today Mrs. Emily Chandler. She is the Hastings High School Marching Band and Field Show Director, and she's here today with Jack Rahway, who is the drum major. Great to see both of you.
Good to be here.
We're so happy you're here. How many years have you been the director of the marching band?
Oh boy, I think this is the start of my 19th season.
Oh my gosh. What the heck? Yes, and isn't it just getting better and better?
It is.
Because your own kids are in it now, right?
Oh yeah. Such a different circle of life sort of moment.
I bet. So every year you go about picking out something for the field show. First of all, let's explain to people, because I didn't even know this until our own daughter was in marching band and then field show stuff. There are two separate... Well, there's all kinds of bands in the high school system.
Yes.
Concert band, pep bands, jazz band. So you are the marching band, which we would consider parades, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The nice thing about our school is we're able to offer marching band in the summertime to be ambassadors for Hastings, march in different parades, give students a chance to travel locally. And then where we put our focus on for the marching band program is the competitive field show part. So performing a theater production on a football field and how to tell that story.
And I've got to tell you, that is something that continues to evolve year after year. These productions, that's exactly what they are. When I was a kid, in between halftime at football games, we kind of just did spirals on the field and played a couple songs, and that was the extent of it. But this really involves props, it involves costuming, and tell us all about this year's show.
This year's show, we titled it The Web We Weave, and it is based around the Black Widow Spider. So we're going to have a 20-foot wide Black Widow Spider made of pool noodles, 8 feet tall, that will kind of produce the web and encircle the band and trap the band. And so the music is very dark and haunting, and the kids really get into that type of music and that style. It's catchy. It's fun to see them smile every time we rehearse. They really are just getting into the music. So
explain how this works, because when you say the music, it's how long of a production?
Typically between 7 and 8 minutes.
So, and it has different movements?
Yes, 3 movements.
Okay.
So a faster movement, and then a slower ballad in the middle, and then we end with a faster movement that involves a drum break as well. So bookmarking the show and the storyline and telling the story from webs, and there's going to be white webs on the field, and I won't give away too many surprises for the end, so you'll just have to come and see it.
So this is going to be presented at football games, and then I know you have a home show coming up. Tell us about that.
Yes, we're going to do a show on our brand new Todd Field turf.
Can you wait? Oh my gosh.
Every time I drive by, I look at it, and I'm so excited. It's going to be great.
Yeah. So that's going to be on Sunday, September 29th. At what time?
Yes. The performance will be at 7 o'clock. We'll host a middle school, high school clinic for anybody in middle school thinking about marching band, or anybody in high school that would like to come and check it out, from 5:45 to 6:45. So an hour before then. And then we'll perform our show at 7 o'clock.
Awesome. So this show, you're going to take on the road then and you compete. Tell us about that, please.
Yes, our first competition is the Saturday after school begins, and then we'll compete 5 Saturdays from there, and we'll head to Eden Prairie High School for an afternoon show, and then travel to Eastview High School in Apple Valley for an evening show.
Double header
that first weekend out, and compete against different bands, our shape and size and ability, and see how we go against other schools.
How many strong is your band this year, please?
When everybody is here on the field, we have 87 members.
That's a lot.
It is. It's a great number to have.
That is. So let's get to you, Jack. Tell me all about you. I love your name, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Jack, tell me about you. What grade are you in?
So I will be going into 12th grade. I will be a senior.
And what's that going to be like? Are you ready for it?
I'm not sure. I'm ready to move on and get to that next portion of my life.
Sure.
But there's a lot of stress and pressure on that right now.
Well, of course, your senior year. But you know what? You enjoy it. Don't think about the negatives. I'm telling you, this is a moment in time. You enjoy every second. Mm-hmm. This is a really big honor for you to be the drum major.
Oh, definitely.
So how did you go about throwing your hat in the ring?
There was an application kind of selection process of mostly seniors that were looking to be the drum major this year.
So ordinarily, what did you do with the band?
I played tuba.
Oh, love tuba. Did you know I played tuba one summer? Because they
really,
barely. They needed somebody to just spell out HHS, and I was a strong, sturdy girl. So I carried.
That's awesome.
Those were the big tubas that they used to put. Yeah, anyway.
Sousaphone.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, I pretended I played. I didn't. So they're going to miss you at tuba, though, I bet. But
right. Now, we actually got a new tuba this year to take my place.
There you go. So you auditioned for this role.
Right.
But how did you know how to audition?
Well, essentially, it was conducted kind of like an interview.
Yes.
Where each applicant would go in. There'd be a panel of four people asking us questions. And based on how he answered, one person would be offered the position.
Tell us a little bit more about what you think of this show.
This is my favorite show we've done in my 4 years by far.
Okay, because I'm going to tell you, every year I love these shows. This is your favorite?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Tell me why.
The music is incredible, and just the whole band has really come together this year. We had a phenomenal band camp. Yeah, it's everything's falling into place. So.
And band camp is always held at Gustavus Adolphus College, and that's kind of fun for you to get everybody away and really hit it hard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you're not thinking about work or family and different other commitments. You're there to learn. You're there to improve. And everyone really makes some great friendships along the way.
I love it. So this is actually, you've been working on this since July?
Middle of July.
Okay. Okay. But you think you're coming along the way you're supposed to, huh?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So tell us a little bit more about what you hope to do next year.
So I do intend to go to college.
Okay.
I'm not sure where yet.
Yeah, don't put stress on yourself.
Still in the applying process.
Good, good. Well, this is going to look good on your little college application that you were the drum major.
Definitely.
Yes.
I'm looking to, in college, I'm definitely looking to continue music, both choir and band, in whatever way I can.
Okay.
And I guess, yeah, I'm just
as playing. A major, maybe, or you want to just participate?
I would like to participate.
Good.
I've got a lot of other ambitions that I'd like to kind of start working on when I get into college.
Okay, great.
But yeah, I want to keep music as a big part of my life.
Oh, so. I love it. Well, good. Well, congratulations to you. That's going to be so fun. So let's get back to how you put these shows together, because that's the part I just don't get. Okay, so you came up with this song. Is that what happened first, or did you see this spider in your head?
Well, December, we listened to a lot of different marching band arrangements. Tom Wensler, the other director, and Josh Wallstrom, the percussion instructor, the three of us listen to shows on our own and then throw out ideas. And when we listened to this music, we were reminded of another marching band from 2012 in Carmel, Indiana. And they're a high school program that competes in the Bands of America, which is the highest honor you can compete in our country. And I mean, they practice 40 hours a week. That's what they do is marching band. And they did a show, different music, but had this similar spider theme going in 2012. And when we heard the show music that we picked, were reminded of that and went, hey, I think this would work. So that got the gears going and developed the ideas. And, you know, we hire out different music arrangers as well as drill writers. And when we start to see the product come together the middle of July, it's amazing. The hardest thing is keeping the secret, because we're so energized and so excited. And it's neat to see the band take ownership and take that motivation of, I want to get better, I want to learn, and just create the energy on the field. And I can't wait to see what that energy looks like on Todd Field's brand new turf. And I can't wait to see the energy on the fields in competition. And then the judges have recordings, and they talk through our performances and to see their input and their ideas. And we learn each week from the judges of, you know, things to add, things to tweak here and there to just make our show as good as it can be.
You know, that's the part that I find very fascinating, is that usually you you know, in a lot of other things, you come out of the box with what you think is the end product, but you're always improving every week. That's a lot to then shake up all these, what, 87 kids? And they really come through for you, don't they? And
they do.
They rise to the occasion.
They do. And they want to improve. They see the value. It's not a matter of if we win first place. And that's what I love about the philosophy here at Hastings is it's not a matter of winning. It's a matter of getting better each week, whether that's just individually cleaning and being a better marcher or a better musician or learning new things that we can put into the show, but just each week going out and making that show better and better and better. So that first show is a very different product than state finals at US Bank Stadium.
And that is going to be when, state finals?
The second Saturday in October, so Saturday, October 12th. And tickets go on sale usually the beginning of September.
So you get to be on that wonderful field as well.
Oh yeah, that's an amazing experience.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to march on that field 4 times so far, and it's really unlike anything else.
Just seeing all the history that's made at US Bank Stadium, standing on the turf and seeing the aerial view, yes, on the Jumbotron of, there's my band. It's
yeah,
really cool.
It is really cool. I bet it is for you as the director. Emily, tell us a little bit about how these competitions are judged, because that's something I don't think a lot of people understand. So it's there's different portions that are judged, and then it bubbles together for a grand score or something?
Yes. Typically at all of our shows, there's 6 main categories. One judge is specifically listening to the percussion, the battery that's marching, and then the front line that plays in front. So one judge is zoned in on the percussion musically.
And so musically.
Yes,
okay.
Musically.
Yep.
And then how that balances with the full ensemble. One judge is specifically watching the color guard. And their work, are they in time, are they in step, or do they match with what they're doing, as well as what they're doing? Is their choreography fitting of the music? Is it exciting? Is it sad? You know, how that tells a story. And then there's 2 judges that visually watch the band as a whole. One is called a visual execution. So they're on the field usually watching, are you on the right foot? Are you in step? How each individual member looks. And then that's the hardest part, in my opinion. And then one judge is up in the press box watching the visual general effect.
Okay.
And they watch the color guard as well as the shapes and formations the band makes. Does that tell the story, help with the music? Does it support the music? And then 2 judges watch music. One is music execution, and they're making sure, are we in tune? Are we playing the right notes? Can they hear the flutes come out? Can they hear the clarinets come out? Contribution for all the sections. And then one is music general effect, the overall balance and blend of the instruments that play, the horn line that plays. So you take those 6 scores and you put them all together, and that's how they place the bands.
But isn't part of it also just how you look and how, I mean, you can play all the notes great, mm-hmm, but there's that X factor of the way you carry it out, the way you do tell the story.
Absolutely.
Where's that?
That goes
into
the visual general effect.
Okay.
And half of their points are called repertoire. So we get judged on what we're playing before we even play a note. And that goes more into what the directors choose. Is the music too hard for your ensemble? Is it too easy? So we get points on our repertoire of, did we select an appropriate literature, appropriate show for our kids. If we're trying to do things that are above and beyond the nature of the students, the judges are able to see that. So we get...
I'm sure we'd be able to hear it, too.
Absolutely. It wouldn't gel. So that wow moment, and mm-hmm, we try to look for shows and design that the judges are going to give us credit for. We know our kids, we know our students, and what they can handle, but then we want to give them a challenge, of course, as well as music that the students are going to like. Because if they don't like what they're doing, they're not going to be motivated to keep practicing it and improve it. So it's a good balance to have. So I know that the kids like the music. I'm looking forward to see what the judges and how we score with it. So,
Jack, tell us how you are practicing at home. Are you in front of a mirror? Because part of what you are doing is we're all looking at you.
Right.
No pressure. Sorry.
I'm conducting. And so really the only way to practice that well is to see what I'm doing. So
yes.
Yeah, like standing in front of a mirror.
With your door. Are you in your bedroom a lot with the door closed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, you have to,
mm-hmm,
to get great at it. Mrs. Chandler's had years of experience, but
yeah.
This is all new.
Yeah. Another interesting direction I've gotten is, like, if I go swimming, because it's summertime, going underwater and conducting underwater to get more of a smoothness in the way I conduct.
That's a tip.
Very mm-hmm. cool.
For like 30 seconds at a time, though, right?
Right, yeah. Right.
And so that gave you a smoother mm-hmm. feel. Okay.
And conducting is totally unlike anything else I've ever done musically.
Right.
It's really fascinating, actually, to
do. Oh, tell me more.
I had an experience last week for the first time that I was the sole conductor in front of the band. And it's really interesting to see, like, look up and see people looking at you for the tempo, as opposed to I'm conducting off in the corner and people are looking at Mr. Wentzler.
Well, good. Well, congratulations to you. It's going to be a great year, and we cannot wait to watch, and we cannot wait to hear. And it's always so fun to follow the Hastings Marching Band and their field shows. And if you do want to see, come out to this home show, which is going to be on Sunday, September 29th, starting at 7:00 p.m. Anything else you want to tell us?
Just keep listening. If you're around town and you're driving past the high school on Tuesday and Thursday night, mm-hmm. see if you can hear us. You're more than welcome to stop by and watch a rehearsal outside. Hopefully it doesn't rain anymore Tuesdays and Thursdays. And yeah, if anybody in middle school is thinking about doing marching band when they're in high school, or anybody that's in high school band that isn't in marching band and wants to check it out, there's the clinic before our home show is a great place to be. So
sounds great. Thanks for coming in today, both of you. Mrs. Emily Chandler, she is the director of the Hastings Marching Band, and their field shows are going to be starting soon. And we want to thank Mr. Jack Rahway. He is the drum major for the 2019 season, and we cannot wait to see what's going on. Let's go out to this great song again. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.